If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Bradner, and to say I'm excited for today's guest is an understatement. I am honored to have Aran Amir from Ghost Stork. And Ghost Stork is a company that, as a healthcare provider and fertility coach, I am so passionate about sharing. The services that this company offers is necessary, needed, and really user-friendly. And so I encourage all of you listening to simply, before we even get started, or if you're driving, do it later, use the link in today's show notes, go check it out. And we're going to share an exciting feature that they recently added, and we're going to dive right in. So welcome, Aran, to Hopeful Hints. Let's begin, because you have your own personal journey with infertility, and that's what inspired you to create Ghost Stork. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Of course. And thanks for having me, Tara. I'm excited to be here and share my story and Ghost Stork's story. So yeah, I started my fertility journey a few years ago when I wanted to build my family through surrogacy and egg donation. As a gay person, I was single in New York and really wanted to build my family by the time I'm 40. So I just started looking for, you know, surrogacy agencies and egg donor agencies and IVF clinics. I didn't even know what I was supposed to look for back then. And I realized that, you know, I needed to build like this team of fertility providers around to support me through that process. I didn't really know that the egg donor is different from a surrogate. I didn't know it's two different women. I didn't know that I needed a fertility lawyer also to help me through the legal aspect of the process. So, you know, my background is technology. I was executive in technology companies for 25 years. And that's what I do. I build products. I do market research to understand everything. So that's what I did on my journey. I realized that I need to do market research on the fertility industry. And that's my introduction to this fertility world, where I kind of like realized that this whole world is stuck in the 60s without technology, without transparency, without tools. And I had a lot of problems at the beginning of my journey. You know, like finding a surrogacy agency or IVF clinic is a daunting task. It's very, like, there's like 480 IVF clinics in the United States, right? Let's just talk about IVF. So how do you choose them? How do you find them? Before you choose them, how do you actually find them? They build all these beautiful websites, but there's not a lot of information in this website that is helping us, the consumers, the fertility consumers, like cost. No one's talking about the cost. Where is the, how much is it going to cost me to do a wild IVF cycle or a surrogacy journey with this IVF clinic? What's their success rates? I didn't even know there's a success rates back then. I was that ignorant about, I didn't even know what I'm supposed to ask. So through my market research or in Google, I realized all the things I need to ask them. And I slowly started calling all these IVF clinics and surrogacy agencies to extract all the information that I thought that is important. So again, weeks and months of research, a lot of phone calls just to get all the information and how much it's going to cost me. But even then, they all send me like really long PDFs that are very confusing. There was not apples to apples comparison. I didn't even know, like, something is included here, but not included there. So really, as an uneducated fertility patient, I was really confused. And, to find an egg donor, you know, there's all these databases out there with egg donor agencies, right? They have their own databases. But then it took me 5 months to find one egg donor. I mean, why is that? Because all these agencies have very small database of egg donors, like 50 or 100 egg donors. But after you put your filters of what you're looking for, you don't have a lot of options to choose from. So that was a problem by itself, just finding an egg donor. So after my first baby, Ariel, was born, which is 4 years old today, I decided to leave the last company I worked for and open GoStork. And GoStork is basically trying to help intended parents to overcome all these issues that I was talking about. Like, how do you find, how do you compare, how do you connect? What are the costs involved in the process? It's basically a fertility marketplace where fertility patients can find all the fertility providers in one place. They can see all the services they're offering, all the costs, all the success rates specifically for you, your age group, and what are you trying to achieve with that fertility clinic and all the costs involved with that. So you can really see everything you need without even clicking on one button. Everything you can see in the profiles. So that's GoStork.
I love how user-friendly it is. And it is just a beautiful website, but it's transparent. That's what you're doing too, is bringing transparency to the space. I always have to say, like, myself included, when I was going through infertility, you get like a degree almost, because you have to do so much research on your own as a patient. This eliminates such a huge chunk of that it's just amazing. Let's dive into the new feature you added, which I am a huge fan of as a medical provider, as a fertility coach. What is the criteria that one should be looking for, and how has GoStork kind of changed that when you're deciding which provider to go see in general in the fertility space?
Yeah, so I wouldn't call it a feature. It's literally a whole new product that we launched, the Fertility Clinic Marketplace. So going a few steps back, like 2 years ago, we launched the first, database that has egg donors. Today we have 10,000 egg donors in one place from different egg donor agencies. So you don't have to register to different databases, different agencies. You can see all of them in one place, and you can choose and filter by appearance, education, location, everything. So then a few months after, we launched the surrogacy marketplace, where you can see surrogacy agencies and who are the team members and what services they offer you, how they screen their surrogates, how much it's going to cost you to do surrogacy, with a breakdown of all the costs involved in the journey. And you can chat and you can book appointments with each provider on the platform. So we build a chat feature, then you can really directly talk to the providers, and you can also see their calendar availability and book a free consultation call with that provider. So it's very easy to not just find and research these providers, but also to chat and to book consultation calls with them. Now, regarding the new product that we launched, we actually launched a fertility clinic marketplace, which we are very excited about that, because if you are in the fertility journey, you need a fertility clinic. Not everyone is an egg donor surrogacy agency, but you have to have a fertility clinic. And that's where we're excited, because now we're targeting all the fertility patients and we can help more people to find fertility clinic. To answer your question, like, what's the criteria to look for? So it really depends what is the person that is looking, trying to achieve with that fertility clinic. Who is that person? Who is that patient? Is this a woman that's trying to freeze her eggs, or she's trying to get pregnant? Maybe it's an LGBTQ plus couple. So it really depends who you are and what you're trying to achieve Also, it really depends on your age group. So in GoStork, once you register as a fertility patient, you can see all the fertility clinics matching your fertility journey and your age group. And you can sort by whatever criteria is important to you. If you want to filter by cost, you now can see on the top the cheapest fertility clinic that can offer you IVF cycle or egg freezing. And you can really see the cost, how much IVF cycle is going to cost me or egg freezing is going to cost me. Depends what you are trying to achieve. If success rate is something that is the most important to you, you can sort by success rate. And on the top of the list in 2 seconds, you're going to have the most successful IVF clinic for that specific journey and that specific age group. So if you're a woman and you're 38 years old and you want to go through IVF with a specific clinic, we're showing you the most successful IVF clinic, because all the IVF clinics in the United States reports to CDC once a year, all their success rates. So we're taking all these success rates from all the clinics and we're adding them to the profile, but we're showing you only the success rate that is relevant to you, your specific journey and your age group, because there's different success rates for different age groups. No, not everyone knows that, but for one IVF clinic, a woman that entered to the door and she's 32 years old, they're going to have success rates, let's say 70%. And for the same, you know, clinic, a different that she's 42, they're going to have 40% success rate, right? So it's a dramatic difference in the success rates. We're not just showing a generic average. That in my opinion, very deceiving and confusing, and it's inaccurate. So we really want to show you, the patient, what is the specific success rates for what you're trying to achieve and your age group.
That is wonderful. That you have a very good point there about how different each clinic is depending on diagnosis and age, just as two examples.
Yeah. And there's another option to another criteria that people might look for is by volume. Some people just want to go to the, you know, most experienced one, the veteran in the industry that has, you know, this amount of cycles or this amount of babies born through that clinic. If they have more experience, more volume, then they might be better. It's not always the same. So, there is an option to see who's the most experienced one, not who's the best one, right? It's different. So you can see we're showing you a number, like how many babies born for each clinic and what the success rates for each clinic. So you can see who has more babies born through that clinic or who has the better success rate, who is cheaper. That's up to you, the patient, to decide how do you want to sort the list.
So walk us through, someone logs on, what exactly are they inputting to find that information? What are some of the options that they're going through?
Yeah, in the registration, basically, we ask them a little bit about to understand who they are, where they're from, what location they're trying to look for IVF clinic. We ask them, what's the most important to you? Like, is this, you want to see the most experienced one, the most affordable one, you know, the success one? We ask the patient what's important to them in IVF clinic so we can sort the list accordingly. And then we start asking a series of questions about what's their fertility journey? What are they trying to achieve with that IVF clinic? Are you trying to freeze your eggs or trying to build your family through live birth? And then are you going to use your own eggs? Are you going to use an egg donor? Are you going to carry the pregnancy or use the gestational carrier? Maybe it's a reciprocal IVF. So really, we're trying to understand what's your journey and your age group. And then they have access to the search results. And once we build their journey, they can see for that specific journey, all the IVF clinic with all the information for that specific journey. So if you're doing gestational carrier, if you're doing surrogacy, it's a different success rate for that clinic. So that's why we're asking all these questions. If you're using a donor egg, it's a different success rate. It's not as if you're using your own biology. So we're really a data-driven company, and we really want to show you not just an average success rate, but really for your specific journey and age group.
That's wonderful. So another thing too, not every clinic even, you know, does certain journeys too. So this is one way to eliminate confusion of even wasting a consult. Maybe just because one clinic's closer to you in proximity doesn't mean that they even participate in doing donor or surrogacy. I know that's, I've run into that with a couple of patients too, which is unfortunate. So they're going to have to travel, let alone success rates too. So that's just amazing.
Also, IVF clinics sometimes cap the age of the patient. Yeah. So they won't accept patients above, for example, 50 years old or 55 or combined a couple of 100 years old. So we ask in the registration the patient and their partner's age, and we're only going to allow them to talk with clinics that are accepting patients their age. So again, to eliminate the frustration of me talking to a clinic, but they don't even accept patients my age.
Very good feature too. Yeah. So is this cost the patient anything, or is it a free service? How does that kind of work?
It's 100% free for the patients to register and research and chat and book consultation calls with the clinics.
Amazing. You guys, go check it out. I have everything linked in today's show notes. Thank you for all that you guys do at GoStork for this community. You just keep growing and adding more, and it's such needed services to help alleviate that burden and the research and the stress that gets put on the patients far too often. Where can we find you?
You guys can find us at GoStork.com. Another thing that we also offer, because this service, this journey is so expensive, we also offer fertility financing on our, so on our homepage, you can see four buttons. One, if you're looking for fertility clinic, egg donor, surrogacy agency, and fertility financing. So we help you find loans from lenders to offer you to finance your fertility journey.
That is amazing. Share more about what that would look like. Is it some simple forms they fill out? Or
so because cost is so expensive, it's so important to GoStork, and we're trying to make it accessible and more affordable to people. We literally ask all the clinic to expose their costs for the first time, and we provide you tools to sort by cost. This is something that is important to you. And then we partner with a company called Longlide, where they actually partner with lenders that offers fertility loans. So basically, it's like you apply for a loan, a regular loan. We ask you a few questions about yourself, your employment, your credit score, you are pre-qualified on the spot or not. And then if you're pre-qualified, then you'll see different offers from different lenders with different terms, and then you can actually apply for that loan.
Just when I think you can't go and do more, GoStork does. That is so cool. Such another needed service out there. I will link everything in today's show notes. Thank you so much for being with us. And once again, for all that you do for the fertility community.
Of course. Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.